The president of this oil company was looking for a place to entertain business leaders from the East Coast and around the world. He settled on a ranch in northeastern Oklahoma. The story of the ranch where million-dollar deals are still done is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Frank Phillips struck oil near Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1905. As chairman of the Phillips Petroleum Company, he was often asked to business meetings and parties on the East Coast. He needed a location to return the favor.
He realized that business entertainment was an important part of business. So he started looking as where am I going to buy or build a guest home? And after looking at Connecticut and Long Island and various places on the East Coast, he thought, no, I'm going to do it in Oklahoma.
Bob Frazier shares the story from the Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve.
He owned the land out in the Osages, and he loved that part of the country. Built his lodge there in 1925, and it was a typical stroke of genius by Mr. Phillips, because he had people from the West Coast, East Coast, from Europe, that would come to the ranch, and they were seeing a piece of the Wild West that they'd never seen before.
That country estate, the Willow Rock Ranch, sits about 10 miles southwest of Bartlesville.
Mr. Phillips often said, if I can get a man to Willow Rock, I can cut any deal. And I think his batting average was probably pretty high.
Mr. Phillips passed in 1950, but business is still conducted at Willow Rock by Phillips Company.
Recently, they had 50 people in from Canada that they entertained there several months ago. From Russia, they had 35 or 40 people from the oil business that were here. And as they're doing their business, I think how Mr. Phillips would love this, that deals are still being done in his lodge home.
This ranch home and museum is still used by corporations, but it's open for all people to enjoy, and it's quite a story in itself. We go inside next time as we travel the countryside, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.